A Washington Township volunteer fire official is in jail after federal authorities say he admitted to downloading child sexual abuse material. 58-year-old Donald Morrow was arrested Thursday after search warrants were executed at his home and workplace. Investigators say the case began with a tip to the FBI and led them to online accounts linked to Morrow. Court records indicate Morrow confessed to downloading and paying for the illegal material, and additional files were found on an external hard drive. Morrow, an assistant fire chief, is being held in the Mahoning County Jail as the case heads to a federal grand jury. The case against an Akron man accused in a deadly Canton shooting has been bound over to the Stark County grand jury. 30-year-old Daquan Rucker waived his right to a preliminary hearing Friday in Canton Municipal Court. He remains held on $1 million bond and is charged with murder in the May 24th death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. Police say Poole was found shot inside an Allen Page Drive Southeast apartment and later died at Mercy Hospital. A North Canton man has been identified as the victim of a fatal motorcycle crash in Lake Township. The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office identified him as 42-year-old Louis DeMondo. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened Saturday night on Route 43 north of Hartville. DeMondo was riding south when his motorcycle crossed the center line, failed to negotiate a curve, and left the roadway. He was taken to Summa Health Akron campus, where he was pronounced dead. The crash is under investigation. An East Canton man is being held on $75,000 bond following a police standoff over the weekend. 51-year-old Gregory Sala was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges including felonious assault and inducing panic. Sala allegedly threatened a woman after she refused to give him a ride, then pointed a rifle at her from a second-story window of a South Burger Street home. Nearby homes were evacuated and the Alliance SWAT team responded before Sala surrendered without incident. A status conference is scheduled for Thursday. Alliance residents could see higher garbage bills starting July 1st under a proposal before City Council. The ordinance would increase standard residential trash collection rates by 64 cents a month to $21.33. Backdoor service would rise to $37.86 monthly, while senior bag service would increase to $10.96. Council is also considering a separate emergency ordinance authorizing up to $440,000 for cleaning and repairs to aeration tanks at the city's wastewater treatment plant. Officials say both measures are needed to maintain essential city services. Canton's Sugar Creek Water Treatment Plant is back online after a nearly $43 million upgrade project that took about 6 years to complete. City officials tell the repository the renovation overhauled everything from filtration systems and electrical switchgear to wells and pipeline equipment, while the plant remained operational throughout construction. The facility, which dates back to 1962, produces about half of Canton's drinking water, serving nearly 50,000 residents. City officials say additional work is still planned, including surge tank replacements and an erosion study. A corrections officer in Portage County has been fired following the conclusion of an internal investigation. The sheriff's office says Austin Wilson of Lake Milton was criminally charged February 24th and placed on unpaid administrative leave while both criminal and internal probes were underway. The sheriff's office says a pre-disciplinary hearing May 27th found multiple policy violations, including conduct unbecoming an officer. Wilson was terminated Thursday. The criminal case is pending, and he may appeal the decision through union grievance procedures. The Columbiana County Park District Board is back to full membership after a series of resignations left it briefly reduced to 3 members. Probate and juvenile court judge Thomas Baranzi swore in 5 members Friday, including new appointees Neil Bayless of Letonia, Linda Linebaugh of Columbiana, and Kevin Todd of New Waterford, along with returning former members Tom Butch of Salem and Eileen Dre Barden of Rogers. The board, which oversees the Little Beaver Creek Greenway Trail and other county parks, will hold its first meeting today to organize and elect a chair and vice chair. One person is dead after a Sunday night crash in Youngstown. Police say a vehicle flipped on its side in the 800 block of Market Street just after 10:15. The cause of the wreck has not yet been determined. Market Street was closed between Pyatt Street and Falls Avenue while authorities investigated. Boardman police say reports of a large fight involving more than 100 people brought a heavy law enforcement presence to Boardman Park Sunday night. WKBN-TV reports officers were called around 8:30 after a report that someone at the park may have a gun. Police determined an argument had occurred, but there was no fight and no weapon was found. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The park was evacuated and closed for the night. The return to work at Ultium Cells in Lordstown will be delayed. Employees were told work is expected to resume sometime in August. Ultium said in January the plant paused production in response to weakened customer demand. The original announcement said about 700 workers could be returning as early as Monday. The GMLG plant was the largest employer in Trumbull County when it opened with about 2,200 employees in August 2022. Another 600 laid-off workers would not return unless demand increases. Ultium says employees will be notified directly of any changes. A Trumbull County juvenile court judge is pushing back against a move to dismiss his lawsuit before the Ohio Supreme Court over the state's abortion rights amendment. Judge David Engler says he has standing because the law eliminated his court's role in judicial bypass hearings for minors seeking abortions. The Ohio Attorney General's office is asking the High Court to dismiss the case, saying Engler lacks legal standing and that the amendment overrides his claims. Engler is asking the court to let the case proceed. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.